emes is that I thought we had finished the sugya of Achdus, of how Klal Yisrael is one, and the grand finale was supposed to be Derech Eretz, how the whole world is one. But the Olam wouldn't let me finish. They were very disappointed that that was it. So I'm a hired worker, and Baruch Hashem, you get Siyata Dishmaya when the Tzibur once more. So we're continuing. We're going to keep going, at least for this week. The truth is, it's been an amazing Zman. If you think about it, we started out with Vahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, thinking that it's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. But it really came out that no, Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, Hashem is one, His name is one, Umi Kamcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. And who is like your nation who's one in the land? There's really no difference. And this is a scary point. This is a big statement. You might throw tomatoes at me, but I wouldn't say this on my own. But after you think about it, is there a difference between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what we know as being the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is one, and V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Both of them are understanding oneness. Oneness that Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Hashem is one, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Hashem's objective was to create a nation that reflects this. And it's unbelievable. In Ner Mitzvah, the Maral brings the Pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel Chaf Aleph, Amzu Yatzarti Li Tilos Yisaperu. This nation I created to be Marbe Kavod Shemayim. Says the Maral, a Gematria, Amzu, this nation, Zu is Gematria, Yud Gimel is Echad. This nation that reflects oneness is what brings out my covenant in the world. How is the world going to understand that Hashem is one when he can see a people who's so different? Each one of them is so different, and yet they're all one nation. It's Marbe the Achdus of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. The Shaychus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And the Maral in Netzach Yisroel says, Ki Hashem Yisbarach, in Perek Yud Dalet, Ki Hashem Yisbarach Shu Yochid Ba'olam, Hashem who's the singular being in the world. Eich lo yiye ba'olam uma shayeches lo. How could he not make a nation that reflects his own presence? V'yesh lo hisyachsus eilav, shehi gam uma yechida ba'olam hazeh. To have a nation that also reflects oneness. Oneness. And this is something that if we've been traveling together for this Zman, we should all get chills from this. This is an observation. This is an observation that we can have based on the Maral in another place, which is where's the first time we see Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Where do we see this phenomena? Yaakov Avinu, at the end of his life, has the Yud Bei Shvatim in front of him, and they say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They say together, Hashem is one. Famous response, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay Li'olam Vo'ed. Right? Here are the Yud Bei Shvatim staying together. They're all together. There's an Achdus. That's a time when we see them Be'echad, when we see them one. That's a time for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when everyone's sitting at the same table. And the Maral says something that's absolutely phenomenal. He doesn't need my haskama, but I have to advertise a little bit. He says that Echad, is Gematria Yud Gimel, which is the Yud Bei Shvatim and Yaakov Avinu together, is Echad, the Gematria of 13 people, Yud Bei Shvatim, 12 Shvatim, and one Yaakov, who's in the middle, keeping them all together. That's Echad. And the word Echad is Aleph, is for Yaakov. Number one, Aleph, Yaakov. Ches is for the children of Leah and Rachel together. B'nai Leah and Rachel are 8. You can do it later. Figure it out. And Dalid for B'nai Bilhah and B'nai Zilpah. Every time we talk about Shema Rabbosai, we're coming together as a nation. Because this is the importance. This is the tifkeit. When Rabbi Akiva said, this is the Klal Gadol B'Torah, He meant it. He meant that if you would understand v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, you could travel all the way to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You could see everything. And our Bein Adam L'chaveru has gotten tiefer because of this, has gotten stronger because of this. We realize that it's not just that Hashem was mitzave us to be nice to each other. It's Hashem wants us to realize the emes, that we're connected. And something incredible. If you're connected, you can do all sorts of interesting things. You don't have to be a mekubal and put spells on people, but you can do other tricks. And I will teach you one trick that you can do. It's brought in the Keser Rosh in Hilchos Nisuin. Let's say you have somebody who doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. It happens, right? It happens to the best of us. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Hilchos Nisuin in the Keser Rosh, Amar Rabbeinu, Dover Menusa, there's something that works. Tested and proven. Im yelo adam soinim chas v'shalom, if someone has enemies. Im yifol etzlo shem tzadikim gemurim, if you think in your heart that these people who hate me are good people, and you're dan them lekafskos, you think about that guy who hates you, you think and think and think, he's really a good guy, and you're dan him lekafskos, all of a sudden, he'll start loving you. You could try this, but it's going to take some work. You better go into a room, a quiet room. You know, everybody, you can't take coffee breaks for this one. You got to sit there and really love the guy at the end. If you love him at the end, you will be able to connect with him. And I thought perhaps this has to do, how do you do this? Why does this work? I thought this has to do with our shmuz. That if you're really connected to someone, then yes, you can connect to them. Period, because you're already connected. If I can feel a tremendous love for somebody, I can attach them because I'm already attached to them. And Baruch Hashem, I found in the new Keser Rosh that came out no less than a week ago, so it's good timing, from Machon Yushalayim, an amazing work, two volumes. They bring from Rav Chaim Zaitchik Zatzal, who brings the story about Rav Chaim Volozhiner and this skula that he had, and he brings to be Mefarishet Divrei HaRamban in Emunah Bitachon. The Ramban wrote a sefer in Emunah Bitachon, Perek of Dalet, HaNefesh Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Befirut. V'chilka L'shnei Chalakim, V'sam Chilak Echa Beguf Zeh, V'chilak Sheni Beguf Acher. When he's explaining this, the Yisod of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says, the neshamas are all one, but Hashem has to technically put part here and part there. U'bischaber Zeim Zeh, but when they connect, Tisorer Hava Kadmonis, they go back to their original state of already being together. They were always together. This is very tief, Rabosai. We are really connected like this. I know an Adam Gadol who has the ability to read people's faces, not because he's a Makubal, but because he actually was born with this quality. His father has it, his brother has it, and he's an Adam Gadol, and he doesn't tell too many people about it because they think he's a Makubal, but he's not a Makubal. He has this gift. It's L'malam and Etevi. Never met anyone else in the world who has this gift. He came in, he was with his father. His father was ailing. And the doctor comes into the room, and him and his brother are looking at the doctor. And they both have this supervision, right? And they see that the doctor has no interest in helping their father. He wants to go home for dinner. You know, he might be doing a good job faking, but you can't fake these brothers. They see what's going on. All of a sudden, this Adam Gadol, who told me this Maisa, his brother says to him, what did you just do? So he said, because he saw on his face, he now cares about dad. What did you just do? He said, I used Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Yisayit, and I was Machnes Ava towards this doctor, and now he changed his tune. Pretty cool. But this is real, Rabosai. We are actually connected. We are totally connected to each other. And aside from that, aside from this general connection of every yid, but there are other chiburim, people in our lives who are more attached to us, right? For example, you can get carried away from with all of this and say that everybody's your relative and then you can't marry anybody, right? It's all Gilei Arayos, right? So we have to relax over here. It's true, but you have to take it with a grain of salt. But there are people in our lives that we're responsible to attach to more. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis says, Ha'oyhev eshchenav, someone who loves his neighbors, Vamekarev eskrovav, and brings close his relatives, And Nose Basa Chayse Malava Sel Laani B'Shas Dako Olava Kosev Omer As Tikru Hashem Yanet Shuv Yomri Anini. Whatever he wants, Hashem will give him. What is this idea over here? Loving your neighbors. You should love every Jew, right? Making your krovim closer to you. There are certain people in our lives that we're expected to attach to more because they were brought into our proximity, our shchenim, our neighbors, and our krovim. Our krovim, we find by Gedali Yisrael, they were very machbid to take relatives seriously. I have a friend in America, who's actually a friend of my father's, who was relative of Ramosha Feinstein, and was going to a birthday party in the Lower East Side for a cousin, and he gets in to the elevator, and who's going to the birthday party? Rav Moshe Feinstein. What's going on over here? And they're looking at each other and, you know, communicating without saying anything. And he goes, Mishpacha's Mishpacha. Mishpacha's Mishpacha. Yeah, I'm not saying that we have to apply this in every situation, but Azazach. Mishpacha's Mishpacha. A Talmud of Rav Gusman, who's a Rebbe of mine, Rav Gusman came to me, he says, you're not going to the Hachnasa Sefer Torah. It's your cousin. Your cousin's, he's like second cousin once removed. Like, your cousin's Hachnasa Sefer Torah. You have to know, you have to be Mishamish Gedalim when this applies. But there's Kroivim. When you're super connected to someone, you have to build the connection. I heard from a Talmud of a Gavra Rabbah. This Talmud is somebody who's a fantastic Talmud Chacham, but a total Baal Tshuva. And his family is totally, totally removed from Yiddishkeit. And this Adam Gadol told him, and I commented, I said, I notice you go on trips with your non-religious family. You go all over and they come and everybody's together. He says, my Rebbe said that this is the normal life of a Yid, is to have a connection with his family. He says, if you disconnect with your family, it's not the tzur of a ben Adam. And they're very, very close. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mishpacha, being Makariv Krovim, being connected with Krovim. But now we're coming to a sugya that's different than this. Not necessarily the ones you're born connected to, but the people you choose to attach to. And that's called Chaveirim, your friends. And this is the most important sugya. The most important sugya, especially for people your age. When you're my age, it's the most important sugya is who your Rebbetzin is, who hopefully will be your best friend. But before that, when you're in the big world alone, chaverim, the word chaver is chibur, is attachment. That's the place where you decide, who am I going to attach to? And you think that it's not just I'll attach to them. Not really attached. Yeah, you're really attached. Really attached? Yeah. Really attached. You know how, like, the chassidim, I'm not a chassid, I wasn't zocher, but the chassidim attached to the Rebbe, right? Can you do that with a friend? Be attached to your Rebbe? Attached to your friend? Can you do that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, an unbelievably frightening thing. Also, Gemara Makos that relates to this. He brings an Avos to Reb Nosson in Perek Lamed Gimel. Kol hamidabek l'rishayim. Whoever attaches himself to Rishayim. Afal pi she'ina oisik ma'aseyim. Even though he didn't do any of the bad things that these people did. Noitel Schar or Peronius Kayotbem, he's going down with them. They all go down together. Vikoha Medabik Litzadikim, and someone who attaches himself to Tzadikim, Afal Pisha Eno Oisikamaseyim, even though he's not up to par with them. Noitel Schar Kayotbem, he goes for the ride. Valzen Nemar Biskabercha Le Rusha Paritz Hashem Es Maasecha. Amazing. What does this mean? So obviously this does not mean there's a free ride. There are no free rides. But you see that there's an element over here of not just that who I attach to, I learn from, but who I attach to, I'm attached to. Simply put. And perhaps this is Pshat and Shmon Esrei. Everyone asks this question. Or at least everyone asks me the question. I don't know always what to say. But in Ala Tzadikim, we start talking about the Tzadikim, Chassidim, Geriat Tzedek, all these great people, great accomplishments. Then we say, V'sein chelkenu imahem, and place our lot with them. What are we saying? This, great people, I want to be connected with them. I want to be associated with them. I don't want to be guilty by association. I want to be shaykh to someone who's great by association. And it's all about attachments. And the influence of friends is the greatest influence that we have. Now, without the attachment, but now back down here. The influence of friends is the greatest. Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, Zatzal, when he would wish the Panovich Bachram Hatzlacha in learning, he would say, you should have good friends. It's all about friends. And the more I'm in this business, Rabosai, the more I'm in this business, I don't need Mar Makomas for it. I just watch. Whoever has good friends in life does well. Whoever doesn't have good friends, it doesn't work. We say every day, we say, Yiratzon. We also say that we shouldn't be attached to a chavera, right? Chavera, a bad friend. A bad friend brings everyone down. Just watch. Look at anybody who's having trouble and look who their friends are. And look where they were before they knew those people. There's a metzias that when you attach to someone, you get sucked in and you lose yourself. For the better or for the good. For the better or for the worse. And I was thinking about it. In Abbas, there's a big chiddush. I never thought about it until today. V'siyata d'shmai, v'schus l'tzibur. But it's unbelievable. In Perek Sheni of Abbas, Mishnah Tes, Omer Lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Tzu u'ru'u, ezo hi derech yishare sheyidbav ba'adam. What's the way to go through life? Right? The famous question. And we have shitas over here. Rabbi Eliezer says Ayin Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Tov. Rabbi Shimon Omer Aroes Anolad. Someone who sees what's coming. Rabbi Lazar Omer Lev Tov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says Lev Tov is kol everything. Beautiful. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, what does it mean over here? You want to say Ayin Tova, being a good guy, wanting the best for people. Beseder. Lev Tov, a good heart. What does it mean to be a good neighbor? Shachin Tov or a Chaver Tov. This doesn't mean to get a good neighbor or to get a good friend, because then it doesn't fit with the other things. The other things say Lev Tov is a good heart. So how can you tell somebody, instead of having a good heart, find somebody who's a good friend or find a good neighbor? No, what do you have to work on? So he says the pshat is be a good friend. And be a good neighbor. Beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. There's only one problem. He says that the Rishonim disagree with him. The Rishonim don't hold this way. And I looked in Rashi, and it's the Shtikl Mavur that Rashi doesn't agree with this. Rashi's Mashma, and at least the Rishonim that are quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah, say no. They're the Tanaim who say have an eye in Tov, have a good eye. A Lev Tov, a good heart. And find a good friend. Find a good neighbor. Wait, I thought we're working on ourselves. The teretz is pashut, lufi these rishonim. You don't know how much it affects you to have a good friend. As much as you want to work on your ayin tova, on being a wonderful person and a lev tov and having a good heart, if you want that, you have to find a good neighbor. You have to find a good friend. It will seep into you. It will become part of you. Be'ezrus Hashem. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis, Perek Vav, Derech Briyosoi Shel Adam. It's the nature of man to be mushba from his sviva, to be affected by things. He doesn't write that it's a nisayon, that it's something you can avoid. Derech Briyosoi. It's the nature of man. It's simply unavoidable. And Rav Yerucham in Parsha Shlach says something that I wouldn't be able to say on my own, and I'm going to quote it to you. You can look at it later to make sure that I'm not misquoting, because it's absolutely astonishing. He brings... In Parsha Shlach, we know that Kalev went to Davin b'nishtateach al kivrei avos, that he shouldn't be fall into the atzus meraglim. Says Rabbi Yerucham, Adam hanimsa ben chaverim royim. Somebody who's found among bad friends. Nitzarechu lishtatrez al karim linatum asasim. He better go to Meir Samach Pela, to Davin, that something shouldn't happen to him. Ad kidei kachi sakana v'apachad. It's so dangerous. She'il mole harbos b'tfila. If you don't daven like you never davened before, zekimat neged ateva. It's against nature. Shelo yen nichne lohem. That you won't fall prey to whatever they're doing. Yoideani, then Rav Yerucham sees smirks in the crowd. They were smirking, right? The big guns over there. Rav Malin, and you can picture, they were smirking. They knew a lot more than they did, than we do. Before the bar mitzvah, they probably knew Shas. And they were smirking about, come on. He says, Yoideani shatem shomim mishtoim al devare. Valis Pelusi, you think I'm exaggerating. Ish baba yomim v'ish tsir tsair. He goes, an old man and young people can't really communicate because I've seen life and you haven't. Atem se'ire yamim atem. You're young. Term nikmutu etzlechem uvdus v'nisyonus. You haven't seen life and its challenges. Mehem lilmo darchei achayim pitronim. Ani ish zokin. I'm an old man. Umin achayim ayom yomim. From what I've seen in my life, farayiti v'ochachti, I've seen and proven to myself. Ladas badai, that I know with absolute certainty, ki ein misbar lechalolei chaverim roim. There's no number to the people who've been destroyed, killed, wiped out from bad friends. This is what Rav Yerucham says. He saw it. He saw it with his own eyes. And the Chassid Yaivitz, in his parish on Avos, has a diuk, unbelievable diuk. He says on the Mishnah, there are actually two beautiful Mishnayas here, right next to each other, from the two Zugos, Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Ha'arbeli. Yoshua ben Prachya says, Aseh lecha rav, ukne lecha chaver, vevidanis kol adam lekaf zchus. Make for yourself a Rebbe, find for yourself a friend, and bidanis kol adam lekaf zchus. And Nitai Ha'arbeli says, Harchek mishachin ra. Stay away from a bad neighbor. Va'al tischaber l'rasha, and don't attach yourself to an evil person. Va'al tisyoyish min ha'peronios, and don't give up from evil when it comes your way. Says the Chassid Yaivitz, one of the Rishonim. He says, why does it say by a neighbor, distance yourself? Harchek mishachin ra. But by a Russia, which he says is much worse, he's not just a bad neighbor, he's a bad guy. Really bad. He's learning that the Russia is much worse. It only says just don't attach yourself to him. So he says the following. He says no. He says a neighbor who's not so bad is much worse than a Russia that, you know, you can say Shalom Aleichem to. And he explains why. He says, Sheshchunas harayim goneves tivo shaladam. Being around people, Shkunos haroyim, being around bad people, go nevis tivel shodim, will take a person naturally away. V'lezet tziva harchik harbe, run away. Pentalamed beischa, maybe your wife will learn. Maybe your kids will learn. Me besa v'lo targish, you won't even know what happened to your family. A bad neighbor is trouble. A bad roommate, Rabosai. Not your friend, a bad roommate, Rachmana litzlan. And don't worry if people get insulted, just get out of there, run away. But he says, a Russia, you don't run away from. You know why? He says, strategically, it's not a good idea. If a Russia thinks that you're on his, you know, you're running away, then you'll be on his hit list. Give him a good smile, how you doing? But just don't become his friend. You're safe, because you're not in his environment, he won't ruin you. But a bad neighbor, run. Run away. Because that's your environment. That's what you're shayach to. That's what you're getting over here. And the Maharal in Derech Chaim says a beautiful thing over here. He says, there are two Mishnayos from these two Zugos. These two Zugos. The first one says, Aseh lecha rav, ukne lecha chaver, vevidanis kol adam lekaf zchus. The first one's about go-getting. Find a Rebbe. Get a friend. Bidanas koladum lekafskos. And then Nitai Ha'arbeli, who's his partner in the Zugos, what does he say? He says, stay away from bad neighbors, don't connect with Rishayim. And the way the Maharal learns is, and even after that, don't give up on trouble. There could be trouble that will come even if you're not with those bad neighbors, and even if you're not connected with that bad guy, watch over your home because things could creep up from everywhere. Be on guard. And he says that these two Mishnayos are not just v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. The first Mishnah, he says, is avos Hashem, connecting with Hashem. He says, how do you connect with Hashem? He says, sometimes there's a person who maybe shouldn't be your Rebbe ideally, but you say, I need a Rebbe, and you make him your Rebbe because that's what you have, and you steig, I need someone to affect me, that I should grow. And sometimes you might find a friend that it's hard to be his friend, you wouldn't have picked him as number one, but you know what, we need friends. And you make the effort and you have that friend, and Don Lakovskos, and then you have a general nice outlook towards people. He says, that's Avas Hashem, because you're connecting to Hashem's people, and you're creating a good environment for yourself. And then, Nitai Arbeli says, work on your Yiras Shamayim too. His Nitai Arbeli, on the other side, is stay away from bad roommates, stay away from bad diras, stay away from all this trouble, on the one hand, don't connect with the Rishayim, and watch out, and watch out. He says, that's a fully balanced person, a person who's looking for good connections, and a person who's staying away from bad things. And he has an unbelievable diuk, the Chassid Yaivitz. Gorgeous. In a pasuk, I never would have read the pasuk this way, and that's why we have Rishonim. Listen to this pasuk. It's Vasayim Yishak. In Koheles Dalet, it says, Tovim Hashnayim Mina Echad. Right? We know this pasuk. Two are better than one. Asher Yeshlem Schar Tov Ba'amlam. They have a lot of schar for all the work they do. He asks a question. He says, it should say, when you have a friend, they have a schar in their chevra for being friends. Why does it say their amel, their work? So I would say, because they're working together. You know, two people get together and they're working together. That's not what he says. He says, friendships take effort. He says, people are different. He says, tovim ashnayim in ha'echad. Greater are two than one, and they get schar for trying to be friends. But Amlam is not the work they do together as a team. It's their work and their friendship. They disregard differences. They find connections. They work on their relationships. These relationships take effort, Rabosai. You see it all the time in yeshiva. People have to find investments in friends. And they have all these ridiculous reasons. First, people want to become friends with the funniest guy in yeshiva. This is when they first get to yeshiva. He's so funny, right? So everyone's like, he's awesome, he's awesome, he's awesome, he's awesome. Right? He's making all these jokes. He's not awesome. He's just funny. It takes people a year to figure this out. The guy is not awesome. He's just funny. There were so many good people to connect with, and he missed it. He's always looking at that chevra and trying to connect to them and missing out. You watch this every year happen to people, making the same stupid, ridiculous mistake of friends. People that we attach to are people we can grow from. My daughter, she just finished her freshman year in high school, and she told me I was Nene, it was perfect for this week. She said, Abba, I decided. Yeah, decided what? I'm not going for the snobby kids anymore. I realized, why should I try to be friends with the snobby kids when they're snobby? Baruch Hashem, if I would have said it, she would have fought me tooth and nail. But she came to it on her own. Wow! Right? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Who do you think, after we invite everybody to the chasana, which we invite everyone because we want a big matzah at our chasana, who do you think's left? Not the funny guys. It's the guys that you connected to because there was something there. That's the Knei Lecha Chaver. That's the people that we want to be attached to. That's where the effort's supposed to be. And this is our avoda, aside from Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. We're not going to make it here. We're not going to make it in this world. We need a team. We need a team. There's so many people who are good people who are on the wrong teams. And I watch it every day. They will fail miserably, guaranteed. All of them, without exception, will fail miserably. Not because I say so, even though I've seen it 1,000 times, but because the Rambam says it, the Chassid Yaivitz says it, Rav Yeruchim says it, and it's plain, flat out true. We're too small to be alone in this war. There's a tremendous war going on. Tremendous war. And the only people who will be matzliach are the people who are attached to the proper team, who have that support system. Rabbeinu Yonah, Knei Lecha Chaver, says, how does it work with a friend? Amazing. He says, the way it works is the following. You have your own personal mashgiach. Not an annoying guy who's lecturing you all the time. But he says that when you have a taiva, pitom, he doesn't have a taiva at that time. Right? Somebody wants a Big Mac, Rachman al-Atzlan, right there and then. And he's running for the Big Mac. He's going. And his friend just ate dinner, so he's not hungry. So he says, dude, it's not worth it. I need it. No. He saves him. And the next time, his friend ate dinner. And he's going for the Big Mac. He's going. He's going, dude, it's not worth it. And they make it through Olam Hazeh because they attach to each other. This is what Chaverim are for. We need friends, Rabosai. And you watch all of this go on, all the games that people play. And people play these games till they're older, or hopefully at some point they wake up. They wake up and see who it's worth being attached to. We should all be Zeicha. We've been working on V'ahavta Re'echa Kameicha to taka understand the greatness of our nation, that it's an Am Echad Mamish, and to find these great attachments, so that we should all be Matzliach and be Zeicha to be Mekayim Gantz Tariag Mitzvahs, be Oyved Hashem, Bishleimus, Lishma, and Besimcha, Biyach.
Amen.